more than 6 dozen area veterans will be en route to the nation's capital later this month, and their trip will not cost them a dime. According to a news release beginning its ninth season, Central Missouri Honor Flight number 45 will include nearly 80 veterans of World War II, the Korean and Vietnam Wars. The veterans will enjoy a one-day tour of Washington, D.C., including visits to several sites. Their trip will include stops at the World War II, Korean, and Vietnam War memorials, as well as the Battle of Iwo Jima Memorial and Arlington National Cemetery. They also will witness the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknowns, as well as visit other sites. The flight departs Columbia at 2 a.m. on Tuesday, April 18th. Veterans are scheduled to return at 11 p.m. on April 18th for a patriotic celebration at the Courtyard Marriott at 3301 Lamone Industrial Drive in Columbia. Area residents who wish to greet them are encouraged to be there by 9:30 p.m. that evening. They are urged to bring and wave their U.S. flags. An American Red Cross blood drive is scheduled to be held today in Cooper County. According to a news release, the drive is slated to run from 1 to 6 p.m. at Pilot Grove High School at 107 School Street. To make a blood donation appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767, or visit the website redcrossblood.org. Due to a water main break, some residents in an area city will need to boil their consumable water. According to a spokesperson for the city of Sweet Springs, residents who live north of Main Street will need to boil all of their consumable water for 48 hours from the time of the issuance, which was between 7 and 8 p.m. last night. For more information, contact Sweet Springs City Hall at 660-335-4564. The House General Laws Committee heard testimony Monday on four gun-related bills. One of them was State Representative Nick Schroer's bill that makes a business that posts signs prohibiting concealed firearms liable for injuries sustained by people on the premises of that business. The O'Fallon Republican says he does not believe his bill will pass this year because of timing.
The likelihood of this passing through this committee, the next committee, and then getting to the floor with the priorities that we have and the bills that are coming over from the Senate, you know, common sense would state that it's probably not going to pass this year.
The 2017 session ends May 12th. Schroer says he wants to prevent an incident like Aurora, Colorado, and he's trying to preserve Second Amendment rights. The Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry and the Kansas City Chiefs testified against the bill. That is a look at news early in the morning on KMMO. I'm Robert King.